Good morning, and welcome to Wake Up with Marcy and Hillary, a talk show that touches the heart, delves into inspiring stories, engages in insightful conversations, and fosters meaningful connections. Today, we have a lineup of stories that will nourish your mind, body, and soul. Hillary will join me in just a minute. In celebration of April and Earth Month, we are thrilled to present a diverse and vibrant lineup that mirrors the beauty of our planet. First up, we have Aidan Riley, the co-founder of the FarmLink Project. This extraordinary initiative is revolutionizing our approach to food waste and hunger by rescuing surplus food to feed communities in need while promoting environmental sustainability. We then welcome Chef George Duran, who will showcase sustainable seafood choices and share delicious recipes that are both good for you and the planet. Then we have Amy Pajonas, the co-founder and CEO of Better CBD. With over 16 years of experience in the food and beverage industry, Amy is leading the way in blending nutrition and wellness with CBD-infused protein bars. She will enlighten us on how Better CBD is fueling both the body and mind with their innovative products. And last, but certainly not least, we have the dynamic duo, Stephen and Samuel Beyer, the brains behind Popcorn for the People. Learn about their inspiring journey of creating meaningful employment opportunities for autistic adults through their unique enterprise that goes beyond just popping kernels. We will now speak with Aidan Riley from the FarmLink Project. He will share with us how FarmLink is rescuing surplus food to save our planet and feed communities in need. Wow, Aidan, that's incredible.
Aidan, incredible.
Welcome.
You are doing amazing things, and I can't wait to hear more about it.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the FarmLink Project.
Yeah, so I didn't know this before we started this, but in this country, we throw out 100 billion pounds of food. That's enough food to basically feed everybody on the planet. And, you know, we know that also in this country, there are tens of millions of people who could really use that food, who are food insecure. And we noticed this, a group of us, when we were students at the onset of the pandemic in 2020, when a lot of this stuff became very visual. We were reading articles and seeing photos of, you know, potatoes getting dumped or millions of gallons of milk. And we said, our local food bank could use that food. Let's try to connect the two. And we didn't know anything about farming or agriculture. I grew up in Los Angeles. I'd never even really been to a farm. But we picked up the phone, started calling farmers, asking them if we could have their extra food. And they said, yep, but we don't have a truck for you. So we started this whole thing very grassroots by renting trucks, going and picking up like 10,000 eggs and driving them back to our local food bank.
So why are they throwing the food out, though?
Yeah, it's actually, we look at it as honestly an incredible thing that we live in a time where we can produce enough food to where anywhere in the country you can get any kind of food, you know, any time of year. That hasn't always been the case. And so in order to have that, of course, this system of production is so massive. And if one little thing goes wrong, you know, maybe there's a natural disaster or some conflict or just a contract gets cut, then that leaves a lot of these farmers with, you know, huge amounts of food like you can't imagine.
And so you started in 2020.
Yeah.
And since inception, it's taken off.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on now? What is your vision? Where do you want to take this?
Yeah. So when we started this, we thought it was just going to be a community solution. But as we grew, and we suddenly were able to move millions of pounds of food a week. And to date, we've been able to provide nearly 200 million meals to people all over the United States with stuff that was going to get thrown out. And so we realized this is not just a pandemic solution. This is potentially a long-term solution for fighting waste, for helping feed families, and for fighting climate change in the United States and potentially around the world.
You're doing everything and logistically.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a massive effort on your part as you continue to grow. And I know you said you were going to be a documentary, you know, producer, and now you're doing this, and you said you're doing it full time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where do you see yourself and your partners going? Like, how are you going to keep making this huge impact?
We made the decision when we graduated college to commit to this, not just full time, but for until we can make this the solution that it can be in its fullest, where it's literally drawing down hunger in the United States and having an impact on a national or global scale. And so what we've done in order to do that is we've grown this team, which was just student volunteers, into, you know, over 20 like experts in this space, while keeping 600 student fellows who come in and have an impact. And we want to just keep growing it from there. I think a huge aspect of what we do is making it available for young people to come in and understand that they can have an impact on climate, on hunger, on these huge issues that a lot of us grew up feeling like we'd never be able to make an impact on. And so that's our mission.
Tell us how you actually are helping the environment.
Yeah. So again, this was something I didn't know before, but if food waste were a country, it would be the third largest source of greenhouse gas emissions, just behind the US and China.
That's incredible.
So what does that mean? Like, when all this stuff goes to a landfill, it decomposes, it releases basically methane and CO2 into the atmosphere. So if you can avoid that happening, not only are you going to be able to get fresh food to people who need it, but it's going to help the environment. Mm-hmm. And an example is like the work that we did last year. We moved 100 million pounds of food. That's kind of the equivalent to as if we had planted 7 million trees.
No way.
In terms of how much methane it's bringing or avoiding from going into the atmosphere.
Avoiding
from going into the atmosphere.
Amazing.
And
incredible.
We can measure that. And we want people to think of this as again, not just a hunger solution, but a climate solution as well.
Well, I'd love to hear, how do students get involved in this?
Yes.
Yeah. So we have fellowships. We retain this aspect of who we are because we realize that there are others doing this hunger fighting work in the United States, mm-hmm. but there are very few who are focused on bringing young minds into the space. And it's so incredible to see people come in who had a different idea of what their career was going to be and then decided to work in the hunger fighting or climate space after their time at FarmLink. So if you're a young person and you're interested in getting involved in this, you can go to our website, you can go to our Instagram, FarmLink Project, and there we post these opportunities for you to get involved in the fellowship. And if you're a freshman, sophomore, junior in college, this could be for you.
And what are you looking for? Like contributing, if we want to contribute to FarmLink?
I was going to say funding.
What are your
needs?
How do you get that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, like I just mentioned, you can go to our site and see how you can get involved and see how you can connect us with your company or connect us and volunteer for us. But really importantly as well, I want to stress the fact that every dollar donated is enough for us to move 24 pounds of food that would have otherwise gotten thrown out to people who need it. So there's this idea that, you know, well, what difference am I going to make on this kind of scale? But we depend on individuals who decide to give $5 a month, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's 100 pounds of food for, you know, tens of people who otherwise wouldn't have had it.
I mean, think about that. $1, 24 pounds of food.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
And I like that you're allowing people to get in at whatever level. And there's so many students right now that want to make a difference.
Yes.
And they don't know how.
And start now. Mm-hmm. So in the long term, you can really have a huge impact.
Yeah.
Continue to grow FarmLink, grow it nationally and globally like you're talking about.
Exactly.
And really make a huge impact, which you guys have already started making such an impact. So just keep doing what you're doing. It's incredible. And I love how people have gotten on board and realized how important this work is.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aiden.
It's a pleasure having you on.
After the break, we check in with Chef George Duran, who will showcase sustainable seafood choices and share delicious recipes that are both good for you and the planet. And we will then meet Amy Pahunas, co-founder and CEO of Better CBD. Join us to reveal how CBD-infused protein bars are fueling passions and revolutionizing our approach to nutrition. And lastly, we welcome Stephen and Samuel Beyer, the inspiring minds behind Popcorn for the People. They're changing lives one kernel at a time by creating job opportunities for autistic adults. So excited that Chef George Duran is here today on Wake Up to share his favorite sustainable seafood picks for April Earth Month.
Oh, all right. Good to have
Welcome.
You here.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, we are so excited because what would you say? It's April is Earth Month. And what is your favorite sustainable fish to serve to honor this month?
Yeah, my absolute favorite is Mowi salmon. They happen to be the largest producers of Atlantic salmon from Norway, Iceland, Scotland. All the salmon comes in from like the Faroe Islands, Canada, Chile, in cold waters on this planet. And that means you're going to have a quality salmon. They have the highest certification in the industry. And so it's farm raised, fresh packed. And in 24 hours, they process the salmon without ever being frozen. And it goes straight into your supermarket. And that's the convenience of having quality salmon all throughout the United States.
Well, I've had the Mowi salmon, and it is absolutely delicious. And I love all the different seasonings and such that they offer. So, and I see you have some great recipes there in front of you. Can you tell us about them?
Absolutely. We're going to start with the Mowi farm-raised Atlantic salmon, and I'm going to give you a little close-up of it right over here. So right up front, you'll see the brown sugar salmon with citrus fennel salad. It's a fantastic salad that goes very well with the brown salmon. But the beauty of the Mowi is that they have these like convenient six-portion packs that come in just like this. This is called the this is special packaging where you can actually almost feel the fish without touching it. You could see the marbling, all that omega fats you see right over there. And if you don't want to season it with brown sugar, for example, well, they have it already pre-seasoned for you in these like very convenient packages with the seasoning already for you. If it's a Tuscan herb or this is the sweet bourbon. But then the other one that I like to do is I tell people the best way to cook salmon for me is this air fryer method. And what I do is I cut it into salmon bites and I crust it. And this is pistachio crusted, pistachio, parmesan, and a little bit of breadcrumbs as well. And you pop it into the air fryer. And what you're going to be getting is this wonderful, crispy kind of beautiful salmon bites that you can serve for your kids, because my kids love to eat with their hands still, with their fingers. So you serve it to them and they can just kind of gobble it right up. They absolutely love this recipe for sure.
Well, I love what you're doing with the Mowi salmon brand. And how else, like what other products do you offer that we should know about?
Yeah, you know, this is called lightly smoked salmon, and I'm going to show you another fantastic recipe. It's a flatbread that is so simple to make. So the beauty of lightly smoked, it's the best of both worlds. If you like cold smoked salmon and, of course, Atlantic raised salmon fillets, this is a raw salmon that you actually can cook. You cook this one, but it has all those delicate smoky flavors of smoked salmon. So it's kind of like a richer, more very moist, wonderful mouthfeel. And you can make things like this flatbread, which has some cream cheese, lemon. I drizzled some pomegranate molasses all over it. Again, lightly smoked means that it is not cooked, but it still has those flavors of smoked salmon incorporated inside of it. And you're going to be able to kind of cook it the way you like it and still get those smoked salmon flavors all throughout.
I have to tell you, I did cook that and put it over a Mediterranean salad, and it was amazing. It was delicious. So where exactly can we find the product and the recipes? And I just have to say also, not only is this great for yourself, but if you think about it, sometimes it's really hard to find gifts for people. And this
I
is
like
amazing.
Food as gifts.
Yeah, it's an amazing gift. My husband has started getting food a lot as gifts, and this would be an incredible one. So I'm going to keep this one down. I'm going to make sure I start sending it to people because it's so darn good. So tell us, where can we find Mowi?
Yeah, honestly, if you showed up with one of these to my home, if I invited you over for dinner, it would be the best gift ever. I mean, what an incredible, beautiful gift. Great idea. You can go to mowisalmon.us and you can find out more where you can purchase it all throughout the United States. I am hosting a podcast called Decoding Seafood by Mowi.us also. At Mowi.com, you can find out more about Mowi and what they do for sustainability for Earth Month as well. So a lot of information there. The recipes are over there at mowisalmon.us. And please come over with some salmon. I'm happy to invite you over. Sure.
Done.
You bet. If you're cooking it for me, if you're cooking it for me, one of those recipes.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Thank you again, Chef George, for coming on the show. It's been amazing.
Thanks, Chef.
Thank you. Pleasure.
We now meet Amy Pachunas, co-founder and CEO of Better CBD. Hey, Amy.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to Wake Up.
Hi, Marcy. Hi, Hillary. Thanks for having us today.
Oh, it is so great. And I got to jump right in and ask you, what was the aha moment that led you to create a CBD-infused protein bar? Can you share the story behind this unique concept?
Absolutely. I have been in the food and beverage ingredient space for 16 years now. And at the start of COVID, I decided to dive into what some of my food allergies and food sensitivities are. So I did an elimination diet, finding I have a lot of sensitivities. And in addition, applying all of my ingredient knowledge, I decided to look into CBD, better understand the benefits, and I started creating a CBD-infused protein bar, taking into account all of those sensitivities that I have.
I have a lot of sensitivities, too.
I think more and more people are gaining these sensitivities.
That would be interesting to do. So I want to hear more about the better CBD bars. Can you give us a rundown of the key ingredients and their benefits?
Absolutely. So one, of course, is CBD. And we have partnered with incredible ingredient suppliers, including our CBD supplier. And one of the benefits of CBD is an anti-inflammatory. It can help with muscle recovery. If you have anxiety, it can reduce some of your anxiety as well. Our bars are also oat-based, so they're gluten-free. And we also are using a plant-based protein blend of pea and hemp. So you're getting those amino acids that you need after you're working out or after you're active.
And so who do you think is the ideal client and consumer for CBD-infused bars?
I think our consumers are really those active weekend warriors, those people that are out and about hiking, or whether you're practicing yoga. They're those active consumers.
Oh, I got to tell you, it's always good to have a bar.
And I agree, to give you that little extra. But CBD is so unusual to be putting the, you know, into that as well.
I know, but there are so many health benefits, and they have an orange and they have the raspberry. So there's two flavors, which are awesome. And for those who want to find out more, buy them, tell us where they can go.
Absolutely. So currently we're selling them online on our website at bettercbd.com. And locally to you, we're in Pop-Up Grocer, which is also in New York City.
How do you describe the taste?
So both are chocolate-based. So the chocolate orange really gives a zesty, like a punch. And then when you think about the chocolate raspberry, you're getting more of a round, fruity note with the raspberry.
That's great that they're infusing it with the orange and the raspberry. It makes for a really unique taste.
It absolutely does. So these are fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on Wake Up, and congratulations.
Thank you so much for having us, and
thank
we'll
you
see,
for
you
being
soon.
Here. Wonderful. See you Thanks
soon.
Again so much.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
When we come back, we welcome Stephen and Samuel Beyer, the inspiring minds behind Popcorn for the People. They are changing lives one kernel at a time by creating job opportunities for autistic adults. We're so excited to welcome Stephen and Samuel Beyer, the inspiring minds behind Popcorn for the People. This isn't just any popcorn company, it's a social enterprise with a mission. They're changing lives one kernel at a time by creating job opportunities for autistic adults. Welcome, guys, to the show.
Nice to be here.
And thank you for bringing all of this. How fun.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys need your energy, right? You have big shows.
Yeah, exactly. And there's so many flavors, which I'm so excited to talk about.
See that? The dark chocolate espresso? Okay, this is for the hard workers out there.
Oh.
Because that comes popcorn, and they melt, workers melt a Belgian dark chocolate on it, and then they infuse Bustelo espresso into it.
Ooh.
So it's the real deal.
So we'll get a little, like, you know, a little wider hit this afternoon.
When we first started out, we were a little popcorn store, And we had this wonderful, crazy, and I say crazy with love, Agnes, who has a severely disabled daughter. And she came and helped, and she came up with this idea of the Dark Silk Espresso. The only problem is if you're a little store in a little town in East Brunswick, where are you going to get it?
Right.
So we'd go to the ShopRite, and we empty the shelves of Bustelo Espresso. And we'd see the manager going, who's... The shell would be empty till the next batch came in, and we would take that.
Amazing.
So enjoy.
Tell us about the inspiration behind Popcorn for the People.
Well, Sam was working jobs after school, they just weren't very good. They weren't very fulfilling. Mm-hmm. He was pushing shopping carts. And one summer, he forgets to put on his suntan lotion. Comes home red as a lobster. Uh-huh. My wife, who's the real rock star here, she's a developmental pediatrician. Her whole life is taking care of disabled young men and women. Said, look, this is ridiculous. Go do something. Figure it out. Mm. And so we went and got a business opportunity book. And life's funny. The very first page, the very first thing on top was a popcorn store in a mall. I was like, popcorn. Everybody likes popcorn. Yeah. Right? Yeah. All social economic groups like popcorn. It's not a fad. It's not seasonal. Safe to make. No knives. Right. So we got, what was it called in that store?
Pop Stop.
And now you're actually employing autistic individuals. When did that start?
Well, it was just Sam and a friend, and then another friend, and then another friend. And we got a really lucky break. The mall threw us out. A big popcorn company came in and gave them all sorts of money. So we were out. Best thing that happened.
It's funny how that happens, right? Yeah. You think it's like a bad thing, but it's actually a step in a better direction. A new door opened.
We now have a 4,000 square foot processing center with loads of young men. I say young men and women. Some of them are 50 years old for many of their first job.
Wow, what an impact on the community.
And now, of course, the big news, Wawa. And Eagles and Nurion gave us a Wawa stores. They gave us a Wawa store, and they converted it into a popcorn factory. And this is in Philadelphia.
Wow.
So the Philadelphia Eagles and Wawa. And so now we're going to start a whole process again, this time in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So it's going to be
Sam, you've been leading the marketing team?
That is right.
How has that been for you? How's this opportunity been for you?
It's been incredible, just leading the marketing team. I never thought I could get to this level. I've been doing really good, promoting the business through social media, through the news, through pretty much about any of those topics.
Yeah. And Sam, you're making such an impact on so many other people.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's really great to see. And I like the whole father-son and what you're doing.
You guys have really been out there. I mean, you've had some great opportunities to expose the brand and help so many people. It's really fantastic.
We say with Popcorn for the People, you eat well and you do good.
Okay. So what are the goals? What are the next goals for you around popcorn?
Wow, that's a great question. We just have the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
We started with the Jersey Devils.
Come on, Hillary, it's all good.
At the Pruce Center, we got that this year. First time ever in the Pruce Center with the Devils and Seton Hall. Mm-hmm. We have Rutgers basketball, men and women's, Rutgers football.
Wow. So, who's your dream? Who do you really want to meet? I think we could make it happen.
You mean famous people?
Yeah. Who do you want to have eating your popcorn?
I don't know. Get popcorn to anyone famous? Probably Gal Gadot or Tony Stark. I don't know.
Let's do it. Yeah,
Gal Gadot. Where's the camera? Gal Gadot, we're calling you out in New Jersey.
I love it. That is terrific.
They want to give you some popcorn.
You know what? We got to get that out there. Thank you guys so much. Where can people find this? I know you guys are everywhere, but can they go to your website?
Let's go to the website, popcornforthepeople.com, and you can order bags and more bags. Every order you make, that money goes not 90%, not 90%, but 100% right back in. The more you buy, the more young men and women we can hire.
It's amazing. And you have,
incredible.
How many flavors?
We have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, look at this. I've got to try this.
Caramel. The popcorn is crazy good. I take no credit.
It is crazy good.
People, we call it a, oh my God, because people take a sample and go, oh my God.
It's so good. I know it is.
I think
so
I'm right there. This is so great, and it's such a pleasure.
They stopped me from bringing it to the hospital. They said, it's like crack. You're getting everyone addicted. Stop bringing that crack popcorn.
This is a good one and for a good reason. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And keep going. You're doing amazing.
We can keep going.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Thank you all so much for tuning in today. Happy Earth Day. For more information on today's guest, go to wakeupwithmarcyandhillary.com. And I want to share about next week's guest. We first meet Dr. Anhu Solanki, the founder of MEA Consulting Group, dedicated to diversity, inclusion, and mental well-being. And Jane Hyduk, along with her production partner, Sherry Duran, who will share about their new comedic venture, The Third Act, a menopause comedy series. And later we'll be joined by Karen Danajaja, the CEO and co-founder of Bloom, a wellness brand that is revolutionizing self-care with their new gut-building hydration line, Super Belly. Thank you again for joining us today. Remember to be kind to yourself, kind to others, and wake up to all of your possibilities.